Sports. Time for Jacob Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. See them for all of your Verizon wireless and locksmith needs.
In today's world, our cell phones have become a vital part of our lives. Whether it's staying in touch with loved ones or updating our status on Facebook, make sure you have the best cell phone coverage by signing up with Verizon Wireless at White Pole Road Cellular. Hi, this is Janet. If you're looking to stay up to date on the latest in smartphones, or you just want a basic cell phone that's easy to use, our wide variety is sure to fit your needs. Or if you're on the go, don't forget about our hands-free Blue Parrot headsets. At White Pole Road Cellular, we're a locally owned Verizon wireless provider. Dean Stormer and I have over 20 years of experience, and we'd be glad to walk you through the latest in cell phone technology, like the new talk-to-text feature. Or if you need a reliable locksmith, Wayne Johnson does residential and commercial work. White Pole Road Cellular in Anita, open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 6, and on Saturday, 8 to noon. Give us a call at 712-762-3022. Or come see us at White Pole Road Cellular, 764 Main Street in Anita.
Well, yesterday was a pretty good first day for a lot of Southwest Iowa athletes at the State Track and Field Championships at Drake Stadium in Des Moines. In action yesterday on the boys' side, Tyler Hovey of Atlantic went out and won the Class 3A Discus State Championship. Hovey uncorked a toss of 187 feet 9 inches. Not only was that good for the state title, but it's also good for the state meet record in Class 3A. That broke the old mark of 179 feet 7 inches. Broke that by just more than 8 feet with that toss. That record has stood since 1980. So Hovey wins the 3A discus title for Atlantic. Also in finals yesterday in the 3,200-meter run in Class 3A, Brandon Phipps of Creston placed 5th. Also in the 400 meters, Derek Jones of Glenwood was a 7th-place finisher. In the 2A shot put, Riley Bach of Kemper Catholic placing 8th. Also in the 3,200-meter run in Class 1A, Josh Sindelar of St. Albert placing 3rd. John Gunderson of Riverside was right behind in 4th place. Andrew Thompson of Nishnabotna ran 6th in that event. Also yesterday in finals in the 4x800 meters, Class 1A, St. Albert is the state champ, while Riverside right behind, they place 2nd. In the Class 1A boys shot put, Rick Williams of Riverside, he finishes in 7th place. Also in the finals yesterday in the 400-meter dash in Class 1A, Quentin Keck of Trainer placing 6th in that event. Some preliminaries yesterday in the shuttle hurdle relay in 1A, Trainer and Guthrie Center both qualified for the finals. Also in the 100-meter dash in Class 1A, it was Nick Pittman of East Mills, Greg Fuff of Stanton, and Clayton Plowman of Adair Casey all qualifying for the finals in that event. In the Class 1A 200-meter dash, Nick Pittman of East Mills was the 4th fastest time, and also Cleo Harris of Abe Lincoln had the 7th fastest time in the 4A 200-meter dash. They both qualify for the finals as well. Over to the girls' side now of the meet, individually yesterday in the 3,000 meters in Class 3A, Allie Krogman of Atlantic placing 5th. Krogman running a time of 10 minutes 47.08 seconds, the senior placing 5th at the state meet in Class 3A in the 3,000 meters. Also in finals yesterday in the 4x800-meter relay in Class 2A, Tri-Center running 5th, as Emily Botts, Ashton Alfers, Alex Larson, and Michelle Mum made up the team that ran 9:57.07 for that 5th-place finish. In the 4x800-meter relay in 3A, Harlan placing 6th. Also in the 3A discus, Abby Sonderman of Harlan placed 8th. In the Class 2A 400-meter dash, Sarah Schlichty of IKM Manning placing 5th. Also in the girls' 3,000-meter run in Class 1A, great race for Griswold yesterday. They picked up 18 points on the team totals just by that race alone. Rebecca Topham placing 1st. She wins the state title in 1A, 10 minutes 33.66 seconds. Not only that, but her classmate, Alex Flippin, both a couple of freshmen from Griswold, Flippin places 2nd in that race yesterday, 10 minutes 56.67 seconds. So 10 points for Topham, 8 points for the team from Alex Flippin. Good race there for the Tigers. Also, Tiffany Shepherd of Corning placed 8th. In that race yesterday. Also in another final, the 4x800-meter relay in Class 1A, Griswold placing 5th, Allison Young, Alex Flippin, Jordan Sint, Larissa Backus made up the team that placed 5th with a time of 9 minutes 58.23 seconds. Also in girls' preliminaries yesterday in the 3A shuttle hurdle, Harlan qualified with the 4th fastest time. Also in the 200-meter dash prelims, Melanie Nielsen of Atlantic ran 10th yesterday, just out of the finals in that race. Also in Class 1A in the 100-meter dash, Caitlin Stroud, Emma Conkler, and Johnny Schumann. Stroud from Corning, Conkler from Audubon, Schumann from AHST, they all qualified for the finals in that event. Caitlin Stroud of Corning also qualified for the finals in the 1A 200-meter dash. And also in the shuttle hurdle relay in Class 1A, Trainer and Guthrie Center both qualified their teams for the finals. Now, action continues today at Drake Stadium, as they'll run many more events, including some finals today. The distance medley relay, the 400-meter hurdles, and the 4x200-meter relay finals will be today in all classes, boys and girls. They'll also run preliminaries today in the boys' 110 hurdles, the girls' 100 hurdles, the 4x100 and 4x400-meter relays, both boys and girls, today. Now, action gets underway here in about a half an hour at 9 o'clock. 2A and 3A teams again today will run the opening session. 1A and 4A schools will run in the later session today. And team standings after day number one, things look like this on the boys' side. In Class 3A, Decorah's on top with 29 points. MLC Floyd Valley with 17 points, currently sitting second. Atlantic is tied for seventh with 10 points. In the boys' Class 2A standings, Mount Vernon with 20 points is first. Fort Dodge St. Edmund with 19 points is currently second. Also in boys' Class 4A, Dowling Catholic has 22 points, while Bettendorf is second with 17. And in boys' Class 1A, Northwest Webster with 20 points has the lead. 16 points for St. Albert. They're in second place. Riverside is currently in third place with 15 points after day number one. Now, on the girls' side, in Class 3A, Davenport Assumption and Dubuque Wallard are tied for the top with 26 points apiece. MOC Floyd Valley with 22 points is in third place. In girls' Class 2A, Western Christian is first with 18. West Branch has 16 points for second place. Also in girls' Class 4A, Waukee with 28 points has the lead. Dowling Catholic with 23.5 is second. And Griswold has the lead in Class 1A. On the girls' side with 22 points, they lead Clayton Ridge and Earlham. They're tied for second as they both picked up 11 team points in the first day. Now, we'll have live coverage again all day long from the state's track and field championships in Des Moines. Chris Parks standing by for us in the press box, and he'll have updates for us all throughout the day. 10:45 this morning will be our first update. You'll hear him again at 11:45, and then all afternoon at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6:45 this afternoon. Check our website to get a reminder on those times that we'll have those updates for you. Also in high school sports yesterday, girls' regional tennis finals. In Class 1A, Region 1 at Spencer in singles, Cassie Stanek of Bishop Heelan Catholic beat Hannah Kanan of Spirit Lake Okoboji 7-6 and 6-2 in the final. In the doubles final, it was KJ Veldman and Rachel Westergaard of Spirit Lake Okoboji beating Rachel Ingram and Cassidy Ipsen of Denison 6-3 and 6-love as the first and second place finishers move on to state. Also in 1A, Region 2 at Red Oak yesterday, Katie Walker of Red Oak beat Casey Dean of Clarinda 6-2 and 6-2 in the singles championship. In the doubles final, Kimberly Graff and Mackenzie Johnson of Shenandoah defeated Rachel Tucker and Grace Newman of Glenwood 6-3 and 6-3 in the final, and they all advance as well. Also in girls soccer last night, it was Carroll defeating Atlantic 5-1. Amy Lovren, at the 15-minute mark in the first period, had the only goal for Atlantic last night, assisted by Emily Mitchell. A lot more sports after this timeout.
In today's world, our cell phones have become a vital part of our lives. Whether it's staying in touch with loved ones or updating our status on Facebook, make sure you have the best cell phone coverage by signing up with Verizon Wireless at White Pole Road Sailor. Hi, this is Janet. If you're looking to stay up to date on the latest in smartphones, or you just want a basic cell phone that's easy to use, our wide variety is sure to fit your needs. Or if you're on the go, don't forget about our hands-free Blue Parrot headsets. At White Pole Road Sailor, we're a locally owned Verizon Wireless provider. Dean Stormer and I have over 20 years of experience, and we'd be glad to walk you through the latest in cell phone technology, like the new talk-to-text feature. Or if you need a reliable locksmith, Wayne Johnson does residential and commercial work. White Pole Road Sailor in Anita, open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 6, and on Saturday, 8 to noon. Give us a call at 712-762-3022 or come see us at White Pole Road Sailor, 764 Main Street in Anita.
In Major League Baseball yesterday, Brandon Crawford hit a two-run single for his first RBI since April, and the San Francisco Giants capitalized on shoddy fielding by St. Louis to give Matt Cain support on a rare shaky day as the Giants beat the Cards 7-5 on Thursday. Elsewhere in the National League, the Mets over Cincinnati 9-4, Arizona 9-7 over Colorado. Pittsburgh beat Washington 5-3, Atlanta shut out Miami 7-0, Houston downs Milwaukee 4-0, Philadelphia holds off Chicago 8-7, and the Dodgers over San Diego 8-1. In the American League, Adam Jones hit a two-run homer. J.J. Hardy also drove in a pair of runs as the Orioles beat the Royals 5-3. That's their seventh straight road win. Elsewhere in the AL, Cleveland beat Seattle in 11 innings 6-5. Minnesota dumped Detroit 4-3. Oakland over Texas in 10 innings 5-4. White Sox beat the Angels 6-1. Toronto over the Yankees 4-1. Boston beat Tampa Bay 5-3. In Pacific Coast League baseball, it was Tacoma over Omaha 3-2. Iowa beat Salt Lake by a final of 7-5. Baseball owners have approved a 2-3 playoff format in this year's division series. They had used a 2-2-1 system since 1998. The change is being made because the wild card round was added after schedules were set, with the regular season ending October 3rd and the World Series starting October 24th. Teams with home field advantage will host games 3, 4, and 5, eliminating one travel day, and the wild card playoff winners will start at home. Well, the Indiana Pacers have taken a 2-1 lead in their best-of-seven NBA playoff series with Miami, and they did it in impressive fashion. Playing in front of their fans in Indianapolis, the Pacers beat the Heat 94-75 as George Hill led the way for the Pacers with 20 points, while Roy Hibbert had 19 points and 18 rebounds. Game 4 will take place Sunday afternoon again in Indianapolis. San Antonio Spurs have taken a 2-0 lead over the LA Clippers with a 105-88 win in the Alamo City. Game 3 in the NBA Western Conference playoff will take place Saturday in Los Angeles. In the National Hockey League playoffs last night, it was Los Angeles beating Phoenix 2-1. The LA Kings, the eighth seed in the West, continue to steamroll everybody out West. They now have a 3-0 lead in that best-of-seven Western Conference final against the Coyotes. Old Dominion has joined Virginia Commonwealth in leaving the Colonial Athletic Association. 2 days ago, VCU announced it was bolting for the Atlantic 10, and now comes word that ODU is leaving to join Conference USA effective July 1st of 2013. That means the Monarchs, who began playing football only 3 seasons ago, will play at the bowl subdivision level after one more year in the championship subdivision. That move will be costly for Old Dominion, which will have to add football scholarships, but the school's president says Monarchs boosters have already pledged $3 million in private support to help meet those expenses. In golf, Ryan Palmer has the lead after the opening round of the PGA's Byron Nelson Championship in Irving, Texas. He shot a bogey-free first round of 6-under-64, good for a one-shot lead over Mark Leishman and Alex Chayka. 7 players, including Matt Kuchar, shot 4-under-66. A year ago, Palmer lost a playoff to Keegan Bradley in that event. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. Call them at 712-762-3022. They're located on Main Street in Anita. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.